Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin, Daf Yod Chet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the second part of the fourth Mishnah. This is the fourth parak. In some of the Mishnayot, it's marked as a separate fifth Mishnah, dealing again with the years of that apply in Arachin and how we measure them. Yom Shloshim Kelamata Imenu, which means that if a baby is on his 30th day of life, and you would commit to his erech, you've committed to nothing, because that's considered like day 29. Shnat Chamesh or Shnat Esrim, the fifth year of life, meaning from the time of your fourth birthday till your fifth birthday. Shnat Esrim, from your 19th birthday till your 20th birthday, that's your 20th year of life. Kilamatamiam, those belong to the lower category. Shinemar, v'im miben shishim shana v'amala, that the older category is from 60 years and up. Meaning full 60 years and up. And that's the model for all. Just like the year 60 belongs to the lower category, which is 20 to 60, which is the highest amount, similarly the year 5 and the year 20 belong to their lower ones, which are lower amounts, by the way. But maybe it doesn't work that way, meaning that perhaps the Torah said that you are in the range of 20 to 60 all the way till you finish your 60th year, because that's a chumrah. But if we do that with the 5th and 20th year, we're being lenient in what you pay. Therefore, we have the word shana in each one of those instances to tie them together. All right, so both for stringency and for leniency. Rabbi Lozor has a very interesting shita here, which is that in order to get into the next age category, you have to be a month older than that year, so you have to be 60 years and a month in order to be in the older category. All right, we'll see his reasoning towards the end of this piece. Now, Mufne, the Gemara immediately establishes that the Gzera Shav Shana Shana has to be Mufne, where the words have to be superfluous in both places. Dilo Mufne, come in front of Brachin, and if not, you would have the same question that the Mishnah asks, which is, after all, in the model case, it's a chumrah to maintain your being part of the 20 to 60 group until after your 60 full years. The answer is shana shana yuterik tivi. You're right. There is an extra shana in each case, and therefore it is mufne. Leimat nitin loka Rebbe. So it sounds like our Mishnah does not follow Rebbe. Di Rebbe hamar ad vad bichlal. Rebbe has an approach, and we'll see this also in a later parak, that ad means inclusive. And so if it says ad ben shishim, that means that it includes the 60th year. The Tanya Miyomer Shana Yom Hashvi'i, and talking about the Isur of Chametz, it says from the first day till the seventh day, Yachol Rishon V'lo Rishon V'chlal Shvi'i V'lo Shvi'i B'chlal. Maybe it only means the after the first day and until, but not including the seventh day. Kinyan Shnei Mar Mirosho V'yad Aglav, just like with the Mitzora, that the Tzarat had to spread from his head to his feet, Mirosho V'lo Rishon V'chlal Aglav V'lo Aglav B'chlal, and does not include his head or his feet. Talmud Lomar Ad Yom HaEchad V'Svim LaChodesh Ba'arav. So we have another pasuk in Parshat Bo that tells us that you cannot eat chametz up to and including the 21st day. So that's the 7th day of Pesach. Rabbi Omer Not Tzarech. Rabbi says I don't need that. Rishon V'Rishon Bechlal Shvi Yishvi Bechlal. When it says Miyom Rishon Ad Yom HaShvi, it means 1st and 7th are included. So as far as Rabbi is concerned, Ad is inclusive, and therefore it should be the case that you are that from the time you are in your 60th year, you're already in the older group. Afilu tema Rabbi shekuli mishkali kri. The answer is that even according to Rabbi, the psukim, we have something of a contradiction in conclusions, because mechtiktiv mi ben chodesh ve'ad ben chamesh shanim, and according to the idea that ad is inclusive, that would mean from the time he's a month up until including his fifth year, he's in the lower category. That tells me that from the beginning of his fifth year, he's already in the older category. So what the Torah did is, by overlapping these, it made them even, and therefore they could be read either way, and then you'd have to say, ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So Amar, Baron Panthetically, Amar Mar, Rosho V'lo Rosho B'chlal, Aglav V'lo Aglav B'chlal, in the case of the Mitzora, say a tangential issue, the head and the feet are not included in the issue of Pricha, of the Tzarat spreading throughout his entire body, which then makes him counterintuitively Tahor, does not have to include his head or his feet, Manalan. One reason is because the simanei tzarat are different on his head, which is baldness, etc., as opposed to the body. Is that the kohen has to be able to see the tzarat, and he can't see under the guy's hair, and he can't see between the guy's toes, as Rashi says, and therefore, those are excluded. Okay, Rebbe Lezer has this approach that you have to be a full month past that year in order to be into the new category. And there's a confusion here in the Girsaot, which Pasuk is quoting. Chodesh v'mala. Take a look at Tosfot here. Whether it's referring to the counting of the Levim, or as I put in parentheses, perhaps he's referring to Ftiyavim and Chodesh, but Pidyon HaBen. Either way, it's going back to the fact that a child is only liable for pinyon haben after he is over a month old. Malan min chodesh v'yom echad. He has to be in his 31st day. Afkan min chodesh v'yom echad. So therefore here, when it comes to the first category of arachin, you have to be past the 30th day. So then use that application and say you always have to be one day past that birthday. Why 30 days? Says, because then I don't have a purpose in the Xereshava of Vamala, and therefore the Xereshava must be that tell me I take that full month and I apply it to the other ones. Okay, let's clarify. Anytime that you talk about a year, you could be talking about a calendar year, or what we're going to refer to as a subjective year. Meaning, a calendar year starts January 1st, starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, whenever it starts, starts April 15th, and that calendar year, whenever you plug into it, you're plugging into, at the part way of a year, when the year is over, you've completed a year, even if you weren't there for the whole thing. Sort of like a beginning of school year in the middle, but you finish the school year with everybody else. A subjective year is one that starts when you start your piece, and then a year later, 365, 354 days, however long, much longer, you've completed a year. The Braita is listing all sorts of areas where the year is subjective. Kodshim, Batere Choma, which means that you have to redeem it within the first year. Shtei Shonim Shebistei Achuza, which is that you have to let the buyer have it for at least 2 years before you can force him to sell it back. The 6 years after which you have to let the Eved Ivri go. And Ben Ubat, and we'll see what that is, are all subjective, made late. Made late here doesn't mean a minute to minute, but it does mean day to day as opposed to just fitting into the calendar year. Let's see what they are. Shana Mar B'Kodshim, meaning like an animal that is supposed to be Ben Shana, like a Korban Pesach, is 1 year from when it was born, not by the end of the calendar year during which it was born. Manal Ravacha Brayakov Rakra, Keves Ben Shnato. Yoledet brings a Keves Ben Shnato, its year. Shnato Shalom Shabinyan Olam. Shanam Rabbatir Choma, what's that? Dechtiv, Atom Shnat Mim Karo. You have to buy it back within the full year of its being sold. Mim Karo Shalom Shanam Minyan Olam, from when it was sold. Shte Shanim Shviste Achuza, what's that? Chim Mispar Shne Tvot Im Korlach. Yeah, you have to sell it for the years of crops in the plural. And the drasha is that it's possible for someone to have three crops in 2 years. How could he have three crops in 2 years? The only way would be if it was 2 years from the minute you sold it, not two calendar years, in which case there could only be two crops. Now we're using midrashic license here to parse the pasuk differently, and that is, he works 6 years and in the seventh. Zimin de b'shvit na miyavod. How could he possibly work in the seventh year? The only way would be is if you bought him, let's say, in the middle of the year. So 6 years later, he's in the seventh year of his servitude, but it's not seven, it's not more, you haven't finished the 6 years since he came. Shaben Shabbat kulan meit leit. What's that? Lamai hilchata, Rav Gidol Marav la'arachin. That's our case. Meaning that a boy or a girl only reaches 5 years when they reach their fifth birthday, not when they're at the end of a fifth calendar year of their life. You also have one of the prakin diotze dofen. The prakin diotze dofen. All of the prakin, all of the points in life that are listed, the stage development that's listed in the perak yotze dofen in Nida, when a baby is 1 day old, a baby is 3 years old, etc., those things are all made late. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Mi Paul Gitu, do you disagree with Rav? I'm like, lo, ana amichada, v'hu amichada. I had said one thing, he said another thing, but we're both right. Chan Mistabran, it's probably right. If you think we're disagreeing, mandamal arachin lo amar liyotze dofen. Do you think that Rav doesn't agree that the all the Parakin and Yotzei Dofen are made late? From Rav Hechot Abachulat Pirkav made late. He says about that entire Parak, they're all made late. They're not calendar years. So why did you interpret them differently? Meaning, you agree with the halacha, why did you interpret what the Braita was referring to differently? The answer is, Dumi Rahanach. Rav said that Benabad is Arachim, just like the rest of the list. Mahanach Tichtiva, Afhanach Tichtiva. Just like all of the other ones are written. Shtei Shanim of Steyachuza, it's alluded to at least, and Shana of Batar Yechoma is explicit. So therefore, these are explicit things like Arachim. All the things in Yotzei Dofen aren't written anywhere. It shouldn't have said Benuvat, it should have said Shebezachar uveshabanakeva, because that's the language of Arachim, so therefore must be referring to Benuvat. Now here's a side question. Why is it that when an old woman, when she goes from 60 to after 60, she goes down from 30 shkalim to 10 shkalim, one-third, umayshna zachar lokaya tilta, and a man goes from 50 to 15, which is more than a drop. He goes down to less than a third of his value. Like people say, sava beveta, pacha beveta. When an old man's in the house, just a burden in the house. Safta beveta, sima beveta. When a woman's in the house, an old woman's in the house, there's a bracha in the house. She takes care of the house, she cooks, she does all, takes care of all sorts of things, and she takes care of the sava. So that's why her worth doesn't go down as much at that point in life. Okay, we've finished the very brief Parak HaSegiad. We begin Parak HaOmer Mishkali Alai in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.